In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, 我们的主会奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名, Amen. Today is the baptism of Jesus. In our gospel reading today, we have Mark's version of the gospel and the baptism of Jesus. It's the shortest of the four gospels in the New Testament, and Mark is short and fast-paced, and the events of the gospel of Jesus are to the point.
今日咧系耶稣嘅洗礼日，喺今日嘅福音里边，我哋睇到耶稣嘅洗礼。我哋福音咧系嚟自马可福音第一章。马可福音咧系新约四福音里边最短嘅福音书。马可福音嘅篇幅咧系节奏系短小而快，而佢福音事件咧亦都系非常之准确，系切中佢个重点嘅。
In Mark chapter 1, we see that Jesus came from Nazareth, his hometown, and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. Mark tells us simply these details to the point that when Jesus comes out of the water, immediately he sees the heavens torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove and a voice coming from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased."
喺马可福音第一章，我哋睇到耶稣喺佢嘅家乡拿撒勒嚟到约旦河去接受约翰嘅洗礼。马可好简单，但系非常准确嘅话俾我哋知道，当耶稣喺水里边出嚟嘅时候，佢立即睇到个天咧系裂开咗，圣灵好似鸽子一样咁降喺佢嘅身上，又有声音从天上边系咁样话：你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
At Jesus' baptism, Jesus sees the heavens torn open. You know, that's a unique point that Mark makes in his gospel. Jesus is baptized, comes out of the water, he sees the heavens torn open immediately. Jesus tears open heaven for all believers. The Spirit descends on him like a dove, and he is sent from heaven above to earth below to serve sinners and to save us, sinners like us.
当耶稣受洗的时候，耶稣睇到个天咧系被裂开咗，系呢个就系马可提出嘅一个非常之重要嘅重点。耶稣受咗洗喺水边出嚟，立刻佢就见到个天系裂开咗。耶稣为所有嘅信徒打开咗天堂，佢喺天上边。
It's just like at Christmas. You know, at Christmas, we give presents which are all wrapped up, usually very nicely. Now, I like to tear open my presents, even as an adult. That's what Mark tells us happens at Jesus' baptism. Jesus, the adult, he's baptized. Heaven torn open. The present, the gift of salvation is given immediately. Immediately, right to us, with expectation, we receive that gift immediately. And Mark stresses that immediacy and the tearing open of the gift, that heaven is open. And where heaven is, that's where eternal life is and salvation. Where Jesus is, that's where heaven is open. And where Jesus is, there is eternal life and salvation immediately for those who believe in him.
喺圣诞节啱啱先过咗去啦，喺圣诞节嘅时候咧，我哋互相去赠送唔同嘅礼物。咁牧师话咧，佢就好中意马上拆开个礼物嚟撕开佢嚟睇嘅。呢个就系马可话俾我哋知道，耶稣受洗嘅时候所发生嘅事情。天堂咧被撕开裂开，系而家耶稣喺洗礼里边咧，将佢嘅恩典被撕开打开嚟，并且系赐俾我哋。 带住期待，我立即收到呢一份好重要嘅礼物。马可强调，天堂喺耶稣嘅身上系直接性嘅，同埋临在性嘅。天堂所在之处就有永生同埋救恩。耶稣喺边度，边度就系天堂。有耶稣嘅地方，所有相信并且受洗嘅人就可以立即得到永生同埋救恩。
So how can baptism do such great things? That's what Martin Luther asks in his small catechism, which is our teaching guide through the Bible Lutherans have used for 500 years. It's not just plain water, Luther stresses, but it's water included in God's command and combined with God's word.
咁洗礼系点样可以成就咁伟大嘅事呢？呢个就系马丁路德喺佢嘅路德小问答里边所问到嘅提出嘅问题。呢个系我哋嘅圣经嘅教导嘅指南。路德提醒我哋，呢啲唔单止系水，佢系包含喺上帝命令里边，并与上帝嘅话语所结合嘅水。
God's the Father command is given at the baptism of Jesus. He says, commands, this is my beloved son, the Father says. God the Father presents to us that present or the word of Jesus, his own son. And the word of God, Jesus, tears open the heaven to all believers, gives eternal life. God our Father remembers us by sending his son Jesus to save us. And Jesus is that immediate gift of God to us.
天父上帝的命令呢，是在耶稣受洗的时候所发出的。天父说，这是我的爱子，我们的天父上帝将他的圣言作为礼物的赐给我们。他的儿子耶稣基督，神的话语，耶稣向所有信徒打开天堂，并且赐予我们永生。我们的天父上帝透过差遣他的儿子耶稣来记得我们。耶稣是神给我们一份最好的临在的马上的礼物。
Luther also asked, and we might ask too, how can baptism produce such great effects? It's not just water, scripture teaches, but water connected to faith, faith connected to God's word, which relies on the word of God, all connected to real life and real needs.
就好像路德一样，我们可能想知道，正是靠洗礼的水怎样能够产生这么巨大的效果呢？之前讲到它不是仅仅是水，还有与水相连的神的话语。我们的信仰依赖是与水相连神的话语，和现实生活和实际需要的息息相关，是有相连的。
In baptism, God tears open the heavens, and he gives that gift to us in faith. Gives us Jesus, who does that, who we're baptized into, as our second reading from Romans makes clear today in the New Testament. We have been baptized into Jesus Christ. And just as Jesus was raised from the dead and opens heaven to us on Easter, the resurrection, we are raised in baptism in this resurrection to new life with the promise of the gift of heaven.
在洗礼里面，神为我们打开了天堂。在洗礼中，神将耶稣赐给我们，我们都受洗礼而归于耶稣。今日我们读到的罗马书说，我们受洗的人已经受洗归入基督了。正如基督从死里复活，向我们打开天堂，我们在接受天堂的恩赐的新生命的洗礼里面是得到复活。
In the small catechism, then Luther reminds us, as the Bible does, to remember our baptism, how we are saints and forgiven in Jesus Christ. And baptism signifies that the old Adam in us, as scripture puts it, that sinner in us, together with all sins and evil lusts, are drowned by daily sorrow and repentance and put to death. And that old Adam, as one preacher I know puts it, he's a good swimmer and he doesn't like to die. But we got to confess. We have to put him down. Killed by the confession of our sin, our sorrow, our contrition. For all that we did wrong, we've left undone. And scripture tells us that a new man, right? A new man, a new woman would rise up. Just as Jesus rises up, cleansed from sin, righteous, ready to live. In charity and love.
在小问答里面，路德邀请我们每日要记得我们的洗礼，我们是如何在基督的宽恕里面洗净成为圣徒。洗礼象征着我们里面的老亚当，连同所有的罪恶和邪恶和私欲，都被每日的悲伤和悔改所淹没，而且是将它除去。正如牧师说，他认识一位传道者所说，我们里面这位路亚当呢，是一位游泳健将，是不是那么容易除去的。这个路亚当呢，但一定要被除去，要被我们的认罪、我们的悲伤、我们的悔改而放下，将它除去。对于我们所做错的一切的事，对于我们未完成的事，我们要成为一个新人，即是在我们里面的基督应该每日都出现，而且站起来。 去洁净并且公义，准备好奉献和在生活中献出仁爱。
This is all what Luther, the small catechism, what scripture, the Bible reminds us for to remember our baptism into Christ. To remember your baptism. It's actually remember that God remembers you and God remembers me. And how often we're prone to forget that God remembers us.
这个就是马丁路德和圣经提醒我们要记住洗礼的全部的内容，全部的细节。记得你的洗礼就是记得神记得你。我们很多时候都很容易忘记了神是仍然记得我们的。
So I was once given out a form to fill out at church. Sometimes when you go to different churches, right, they ask for dates. They ask for my baptismal date one time. When I was baptized, and I confess, I didn't remember. I literally forgot my baptism. And I had to text my mom, who was wondering why I was asking about my baptism. You would think a pastor and a professor of theology and a preacher would remember his baptism. I literally forgot. I'm glad my mom remembered. She's always lived her love for me.
有一次教会给了牧师一张表格，因为你去不同的教会的时候呢，可能会给你表格给你填的。那当他填写表格的时候呢，表格问到他是几时洗礼，洗礼的日期。那牧师承认他真的不记得。他完全忘记了他洗礼是哪一日，是哪一年。所以呢没办法，唯有马上用电话呢去 send 我 message 去问他妈妈 ,text message, 去短信问他妈妈。咁他妈妈觉得奇怪，为什么你要问我你几时洗礼呢？咁你大家可能认为身为一位牧师仲要是神学的教授，有乜可能唔记得自己几时洗礼呢？但是亦都有可能唔记得㗎，所以牧师就话佢开心，感谢神佢妈妈呢仲记得。而且佢妈妈呢是实践咗对佢嘅爱，竟然去洗礼日子佢妈妈仲清楚过佢。
So you can use that as an example, right? We might remember our baptism in a theoretical way. We're part of God's family, sure. Maybe we feel good about this. We remember vaguely the generalities about what this means, God's salvation. Maybe our selfishness, God's love. But how many times have we really forgotten to be quite detailed about it? Forgotten to really be charitable. So that others see us, they see Jesus. That we see others as not just another neighbor, but they see us as a Christian who loves them.
当然我们可能说理论上我们大约都记得我们洗礼的。我们呢是上帝成为了家庭，上帝家庭一部分。神爱我们是咁当时洗礼非常之感觉良好嘅气氛呢，我哋记得嘅一啲模糊啊笼统嘅掩盖咗我哋未能够每日所忏悔嘅事情。我哋嘅罪神嘅救恩，我哋嘅自私係神嘅爱，得到神嘅爱。有几多次我哋忘记去认罪，忘记要陈词，忘记做善事。呢一切其他人就会将我哋视为只係另一个邻居，而唔係一个以基督所嘅爱去爱其他人的基督徒。
You know, to remember the details, right? God knows every hair on our head, knows how many white hairs I have. To remember your baptism is to remember the details, isn't it? To remember the detail that God remembers us, all the details. And while we might forget and grow weary sometimes in doing good, God never forgets. God tears open heaven to make us remember that we are baptized, that we are connected to Christ.
记得你的洗礼就是记得神还记得我们。神甚至知道我们头上面有多少头发。牧师说甚至可能多少白头发他都知道。但是我们自己即使做多少好事呢，很多时候都会可能不记得做啊，或者觉得累啊，不想做啊这样。但是上帝为我们呢，耶稣为我们将天堂打开了，等我们有救恩，而且神是永远都不会忘记的。等我们记得我们自己呢已经受洗的时候，我们就好像与神与基督连结相连一样。
So I remember one saint who was baptized into Christ, a Her name was Isabel. I met her when I began as a pastor in Christ Church in Woodside, Queens, New York, many, many years ago. Now, Isabel lived in a nursing home when I met her. It's a large care facility. If you think of a big building there in Queens with row upon row of wheelchairs, it was crowded, supplies and care were lacking.
我记得有一位圣人受洗入基督嘅人，佢个名咧叫伊莎贝尔。伊莎贝尔，我喺纽约皇后区教会做牧师嘅时候咧，系认识佢嘅。伊莎贝尔住喺疗养院，一间好大型嘅疗养院，系排满咗嘅轮椅去探访嘅访客唔多。疗养院咧系非常之挤拥，非常之多人，而且系缺乏物资同埋照顾嘅。
So Isabel had been a long-time Sunday school teacher at the church where I served in Queens for many years before I came there. She faithfully gave of her time to teach children about their baptism, about their faith, to teach what that faith and baptism means in their life. She gave her gifts and abilities for kids in need.
伊莎贝咧喺牧师去嗰个教会做牧师之前咧，系曾经担任教会嘅主任学老师好长嘅一段时间。佢都咧系非常之忠实、非常之忠心嘅投入啲时间嚟教导细路仔，等佢哋明白信仰、教导受洗者佢哋洗礼系意味住啲乜嘢咧。伊莎贝为咗需要嘅孩子，奉献咗自己嘅天赋同埋佢嘅能力同埋时间。
Isabel had no family that we could tell or knew. She lived alone for many years. Much of her time was spent when she was younger and active at church, loving children. And one day I went to visit Isabel and she wasn't there. The name on her door was gone. I asked about her with the nurse. The nurse told me Isabel had died 2 weeks ago. I asked for a record of the next of family or kin, anyone to contact. I was told I was not allowed to have that information. No one told me anything. And Isabel was gone.
咁佢哋所知咧，伊莎贝咧系冇家人嘅。佢自己一个人咧系生活咗好多年。佢大部分时间都花喺教会、喺教导同埋去关怀啲小朋友。 有一日牧师去到呢个疗养院去探访伊莎贝，但系佢唔喺度，而且门口个名咧都唔见咗。咁牧师就问护士，咁护士就个护士就话，原来伊莎贝咧已经过咗新娘个礼拜。咁牧师要求可唔可以提供啲近亲啊，或者有任何嘅联系佢家人嘅方式啊，任何记录咧？咁但系咧，护士话俾佢听，因为私人嘅问题咧，系唔可以将呢啲资料交俾佢嘅，亦都冇人可以话俾佢听其他嘅事情。
There's an island in New York City, you might know of it, Hart Island. For over 100 years, Hart Island is where the poor and the forgotten of New York are buried. There's over 1 million people buried on Hart Island. They're the unclaimed dead or the unremembered, the forgotten. The island is full of mass graves. Often in the past dug by prisoners, hundreds buried in one trench, trench upon trench, year upon year of the forgotten. It's a potter's field, just like in the Bible, a place of burial for those who leave no one and nothing behind.
咁喺纽约市咧，一个岛叫做Hart Island，哈核岛，喺百几年嚟咧，已经埋葬纽约市嘅穷人或者被遗忘嘅人，而且咁多年嚟咧，已经埋葬咗超过100万人。嗰度系埋葬一啲冇人认领嘅死者，系被遗忘嘅人。岛上边两边咧系啲囚犯嘅乱葬岗。呢个囚犯呢个坑咧系一个又一个咁样，里边咧系埋住几百个人，系非常之多嘅。 咁被遗忘嘅咧系年复一年，就好似圣经里边所讲一样，系一个屠工场。咁但系个屠工场咧，屠工场咧就已经嗰啲做屠工嘅人咧已经挖住一个个坑，所以就将嗰啲人埋葬喺嗰度，就变咗系个乱葬岗。但系呢啲系俾嗰啲囚犯。但系另外咧，呢个岛亦都葬一啲冇人认领、冇人认识嘅人，佢哋系冇任何人 冇任何人留低，冇任何物件留低嘅人。
So not too long ago, I looked out the window on a plane I was on that had just taken off from New York, LaGuardia, and right below me was Hart Island. It was almost like Mark said, the heavens were torn open or the sky was opened, and I could remember that lonely, forgotten Hart Island. And I don't often remember seeing it on my flights. It's not really there on a map. It's hard to find. It's a forgotten place. But as I looked down on that day, I remembered. I remembered Isabel. She came to mind. As far as I can tell, as far as we could tell at church, she was probably buried there.
咁冇几耐之前咧，牧师系喺拉瓜迪亚坐飞机嘅时候，咁佢咁啱望出去咧，见到下边咁啱就系呢个 Hart Island。当时好似天堂被打开一样，好似天空被撕开一样，令牧师突然间谂起呢个孤独嘅、被遗忘嘅呢个 Hart Island 呢一个岛。呢个岛咧，佢唔系成日都会见到嘅。咁咁啱当日咧，佢就见到呢个岛，佢系飞机经过嘅时候，因为呢个被一个遗忘嘅地方。不是很多人会想起的地方。当牧师望着这个岛的时候，他想起伊莎贝。据他们所知，他可能就是葬在那里，因为他没有家人或者其他人去为他做这些事情。
Isabel was claimed by God in baptism. Isabel was sustained by grace and faith. Isabel is an example of charity and teaching and giving to others. Isabel is a saint, a believer.Who lives with the Lord forever. God always remembers Isabel. God never forgets.
伊莎贝呢在洗礼里面被上帝所认识。他靠着恩典和信心继续的支撑着。伊莎贝是教导其他人和给其他人做仁慈慈善的事业的典范。他是一位永远与主同在的圣人。上帝永远都会记得他。上帝永远都不会忘记他。
Well, in this life, I suppose she may be forgotten. Scripture says, blessed are the saints who die in the Lord, for our living God remembers them, claims them always. We had a memorial service for Isabel at my church in Queens. We remembered, like we do at all of our memorial and funeral services and burials, that we're baptized, that we are claimed by God in Jesus Christ.That God remembers us, that when we die, the heavens are torn open for us, and we rise to new eternal life in Jesus.
虽然在今生伊莎贝可能是被遗忘，但是在主里面死去的圣徒是有福的，因为我们永生的上帝呢会记住他们，并且永远都会去认领他们。我们在皇后区的教会，牧师当时皇后区的教会为伊莎贝举行了一个几年的祈祷，他们记得就好像他们在每次的葬礼或者追思礼拜的时候所做一样，我们是受过洗礼，我们是虽然会死，天堂是为我们打开，我们在耶稣里面是获得新的永恒的生命。
We are prone to forget, we're inclined to selfishness as sinners, but God's words again invites us today to rememberThat we're baptized. To remember, God remembers us. To confess in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, all that God has done for us and will do for us, to rise up in that newness of life, to live in love and charity for others, especially to those who need it the most. The baptized before us, like Isabel, they show us the way of grace and faith and charity.
我哋咧好多时都好容易会忘记，有自私嘅倾向。今晚神嘅话语咧，再次系提醒我哋，邀请我哋记得我哋已经受洗，奉圣父、圣子、圣灵嘅名，承认神喺我哋嘅洗礼里边所做嘅一切，同埋将来将会为我哋所做嘅一切，喺新嘅生命、新嘅生活里边。起来活喺仁爱里边，为其他人，特别系嗰啲最需要帮忙嘅人。我们之前受洗的人好像伊莎贝一样，向我们展示恩典、信仰和慈善仁爱之道。
You know, there's one more time that the words torn open or tear open appear in the Gospel of Mark. These words are found at the baptism of Jesus, right? The heavens are torn open in Jesus' baptism. But the other time that it's used in Mark's Gospel, torn open, occurs when Jesus is on the cross. He dies to forgive the sins of the world. He is the Son of God who pleases the Father, who gives his life as the final sacrifice, who brings us closer to God our Father. His death is our access to heaven. And when Jesus dies on the cross, what is torn open? The curtains in the temple are torn open. The curtains which separated us from God are open. And when Jesus dies, there is no separation from God. And here in this temple, no separation. And here in our hearts, no separation. God is with us always in Jesus.
在马可福音里面呢，亦都出现过另一次讲到被撕开、被裂开嘅文字。呢啲话呢，系可以喺耶稣受洗时候睇到，天喺洗礼里面系撕开咗、系裂开咗。 但马可福音里面呢，另一个话天被裂开嘅发生嘅事情呢，就喺耶稣基督系死喺十字架上嘅时候，佢嘅死系为咗宽恕世人，系宽恕我哋嘅罪，为我哋更加亲近我哋嘅天父上帝。佢嘅死系等我哋进入天堂嘅途径。耶稣死喺十字架嘅时候，圣殿呢个帐幔呢系撕开咗，圣坛里面嘅帐幔呢一个布呢系将人 同埋神分开，但系而家当耶稣死咗之后，再冇呢一个布，再冇呢一个像喺度阻住，亦都唔会阻住我哋去，系令到我哋更加接近神。喺呢一个圣坛上边，我哋冇任何嘅像喺度阻住我哋。喺我哋嘅心里边嘅圣殿里边，神嘅耶稣亦都系永远与我哋同在。
For all those who believe in Jesus Christ or are baptized into Christ, Scripture says nothing, not even death, can separate us from that love given in Jesus. To remember our baptism is to remember the baptism of Jesus, is to remember, to never forget, that God always remembers us. His steadfast love endures forever.
对于所有相信基督嘅人，对于嗰啲受洗归入基督同埋佢嘅死嘅人嚟讲，冇任何事情能够令到我哋同神永恒嘅爱去隔绝嘅。喺耶稣里面所赐嘅爱，我哋要记住我哋嘅洗礼，记住耶稣嘅洗礼，就系记得我哋永远唔好忘记神记得我哋，佢嘅慈爱系永远长存嘅。阿门。